Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Apostle Larry C. Barge here in the studios of Apostle Larry Barge Truth Minute Broadcasting Network. Apostle Larry Barge Truth Ministry. Let's get that right. Broadcasting Network. We're live here in the studios, getting ready to do another project, system, Kingdom Coaching Project Show Session. This is the Kingdom Project Show, Kingdom Coaching Project Show Session. God is good and his mercies endure forever. We give him the praise and the glory and we magnify his name. Today we're going to be talking about the kingdom of God in me. I'm going to be dealing with that just for a little bit. The kingdom of God in me. We give God the praise. We give him the glory. We magnify him. We exalt him because he's holy. He's righteous. He's true. He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. He's the wonderful counselor, the healer, the deliverer, the redeemer, and the restorer. And we praise his holy and his righteous name. Amen and amen and amen. We're going to dive right into this session. We're going to dive right into this session and get going here. Turn to Romans 8. We're going to use Romans 8 to get us going here as we talk about the kingdom of God in me. The coaching session. Talking about the kingdom of God in me. In Romans 8, we're going to read some things here in Romans 8, and I'm going to use it as a launching pad into this session. Do I need to know the kingdom of God is in me? Operate in the fullness of the kingdom without the kingdom of God being in me? No. Does the Holy Spirit has anything to do with the kingdom of God being in me? Yes. Does the Holy Spirit brings to me access to the kingdom of God? Yes. So is it necessary as a saint for me to have the Holy Spirit so that I have access to the kingdom? Yes. It is through the Holy Spirit that we have access to the kingdom because what did Christ say? I'm going to pray to my Father that he would send a comforter, the Spirit of truth that would dwell in you. The Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God. He brings to us the kingdom of God. But we also know that the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. God says in his word that he was in Christ doing the work. So the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is kingdom. And the Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God. So as we are asking these questions and, answering them. So when the Holy Spirit comes, does he give me the power of the kingdom? Yes. When the Holy Spirit is in me, does the wisdom of the kingdom, the knowledge of the kingdom, and the understanding of the kingdom, has that been also made available to me? Yes. When the Holy Spirit comes, does the anointing of God, the anointing to destroy yokes, to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, is that anointing there with the Holy Spirit? Yes, it is. So we're going to ask another question. So when the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in me, and I've become a son or daughter of God, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit and his fire, do I now have access to the prophetic? Yes, yes. Does the Holy Spirit brings the prophetic of God to the sons and daughters of God or the children of God filled with the Spirit? Yes, because the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. And God is a very prophetic spirit. He's a very revelational spirit. He's spirit and fire. But not only that, he's a very apostolic spirit. So when the Holy Spirit comes in us, which is God's Spirit, it brings the kingdom to us. So I'm asking a whole bunch of questions before I get going here. So is the authority of the kingdom, the authority of the king, the authority of God, Christ Jesus, is that authority also in the Holy Spirit? Yes, it is. Because Christ Jesus said, Jesus, he was Jesus Christ, now he's Christ Jesus. He said, what I hear from my Father, I'll speak it to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will speak it to you. Is there order in the kingdom of God? Yes. Does the Holy Spirit operate in order? Yes, he does. Can the Holy Spirit create? Yes. Can he? Is the power to deliver with the Holy Spirit? Yes. Is the power to save with the Holy Spirit? Yes. Is the power to heal with the Holy Spirit? Yes. Is the power to resurrect the dead and bring them back to life with the Holy Spirit? Yes. Is the supernatural power to create new limbs with the Holy Spirit? Yes. Is the supernatural power to do the impossible with the Holy Spirit? Yes. So is there dominion of God in the Holy Spirit? Yes. Is the authority of God in the Holy Spirit? Yes. Is the power of God in the Holy Spirit? Yes. So when the Holy Spirit comes to us, he brings a lot of things with him. Yes. So the Holy Spirit is loaded down and carries a lot of things that the children of God need. Yes. God has given unto us power, authority, dominion, and rulership, tools and weapons of warfare, authority in his word, that we should not be overtaken by the works of the devils. Remember the scripture in Ephesians? He said, where I'm seated, you are seated also. Christ has seated us in high places. That scripture said, and I didn't say, where I'm seated, you seated. He said, Christ has seated us in high places. But there is a way he said, where I am, you shall be also. Well, Christ is far above all principalities, powers, dominions, authorities, and might, sitting at the right hand side of the Father. So therefore, he's sitting in a place of the authority, power, dominion, rulership above all things. So he has ultimate authority, power, dominion, and rulership. But then he turns around and says, now those where I am, you shall be also. And then he said, we have been seated in high places with Christ Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost, all of these gifts, all of these tools, power, authority, and dominion. And yet the devil is defeating us. And yet the devil is destroying us, because the kingdom of God in us is not functioning and operating. And we are not conquering, we are not ruling, we are not subduing, we are not overthrowing. We're not walking in the fullness of the power, the authority, and the dominion of God. We act like servants to the devils, slaves to the devils. Oh, come on. This is the coaching section. And I'm asking us a series of questions before we get started. Amen? Because this is a coaching session. Asking a series of questions before we get started. Now, so you're saying the kingdom in me, the kingdom of God in me, came through the Holy Spirit. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So it is the Holy Spirit of God that brings the kingdom of God in us so that we may dwell in the kingdom of God. Yes. The Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. God wants you to be connected to the kingdom. He wants you to dwell in the kingdom. So through his Spirit living in you, dwelling in you, you are now, the kingdom is dwelling in you. So therefore, access to the kingdom has been granted to you. And power. And authority, and fellowship, and rulership, and dominion, blessings, all of the wonderful things that are in the kingdom of God have been made available to you by his Spirit. Now in Romans 8, let's read and begin. So we need the Holy Spirit if we are saints of God. That's what you're saying. Yes, that's what I'm saying. If we are saints of God, we must have the Holy Spirit of God, because he connects us to God. We're going to learn here in Romans 8, the same Spirit that was in Christ is now in you. Jesus Christ, flesh, was filled with the Spirit of God. And we're connected, Jesus Christ, the man, the flesh, to the kingdom of God, was that God was living inside of him. Did you understand that? Let me say that again. Well, let's ask, okay, you want to ask a question? Okay. Did Jesus Christ have the kingdom inside of him? Yes, he did. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was living inside of Jesus. He was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Therefore, he was connected to the kingdom. He was not preaching, teaching, walking in, or demonstrating anything else. Jesus was demonstrating the kingdom of God because that's what he's connected to. And right there, we see something very important in this coaching session. We see something very important with that statement right there. He was connected to the kingdom and nothing else. Whatever you are connected to, Jesus was connected to God through his Holy Spirit. So what flowed in the Holy Spirit flowed in Jesus. Because Jesus was connected to the kingdom of God through the Holy Spirit. So therefore, whatever is flowing in you that you are connected to, and that's the flow you're receiving, then that's what flows out of you. If you are connected to idolatry, the worship of devils and the worship of images and statues, the worships of false god and deities, if that's what you are connected to, then that's what flows out of you. If you're connected to Baal worship, then if you're connected to Baal idolatry, that's what Nimrod was practicing, the occult Baal. If you're connected to that, then you will practice the works of that idolatry. But not only that, out of you will flow the worship to that idolatry. Out of you will flow the praise of that idolatry. Out of that will flow the doctrine of that idolatry. And out of that will flow the lifestyle that you will live according to that doctrine. So whatever you are connected to, that is what flows out of you. Making sense? Now, in Romans 8, for the sake of time, I think we've asked quite a few questions. I got 15 more minutes, so we need to get in this scripture right quick. In Romans, for the sake of time, these are 30-minute to 45-minute sessions. So let's jump in this scripture right quick and read. And I think Romans 8 is going to back up everything I just said. Now, let's read Romans 8 right quick before we get off the air here. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ. See, they are connected. How are they connected? Through the Holy Spirit. How are they connected in Christ and now they are not condemned? Because the kingdom of God is living inside of them. Christ is sitting in the kingdom of God at the right-hand side of the Father. Now we are connected to him because the same Spirit that was in him now is in us. Now listen, go back again, verse 1, Romans chapter 8. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. In other words, there was a time in my life when I was connected to sin, which brings death. I was connected to sin. I practiced sin. My lifestyle was sin. My words were embedded in sin. Out of my mouth came sin. My life was full of sin because I was connected to sin, and sin flowed through me and out of me. Right? Verse 3, for what the law could not do, it was weak through the flesh. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. He created a way of escape for us. He sent Christ Jesus, who himself committed no sin, but was a ransom, was the sacrificial lamb. His life was given so that many might be saved and can be delivered from sin. Not only saved, but delivered, healed, and restored, restituted and resurrected into everlasting life. Now, look at verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Most of us, over a majority of our life, have walked in the flesh and have sinned greatly. Because flesh is sinful. It is flesh that practices sin. Sin in the flesh. It makes sense? Sin in the flesh, because it is your flesh that practices sin, that carry out sin, that performs sin, that gets involved in sin, that displays sin or manifests sin in the flesh. But in order for the righteousness of God, because righteousness is a fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is a righteous spirit. He teaches us the ways of righteousness. We learn righteousness through the Holy Spirit in us. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. So what is the Spirit trying to do? Fulfill righteousness in us. Bring us into the image and likeness of God, to the full measure of the stature of Jesus Christ. He was made perfect in love. He was made perfect in faith. He was made perfect in hope. He was made perfect in peace. He was made perfect in joy. He was made perfect in temperance. He was made perfect in patience. He was made perfect in power. He was made perfect in authority. He was made perfect in rulership and dominion. He was made perfect in the things of God through the Holy Spirit. He was made perfect. The man, Jesus Christ, was made perfect in God through the things of the Holy Spirit. He submitted his flesh to the Holy Spirit, and he brought his flesh under subjection to the will of the Spirit, and in his flesh he performed the things that the Spirit told him to do. So here we go again. He was connected to the kingdom by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit would give him instructions and assignment. Jesus would carry out the will of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, he stayed free from sin. He obeyed the Holy Spirit. He followed the Holy Spirit. He did what the Holy Spirit told him. Therefore, there was no sin found in him but righteousness. Because the Holy Spirit is not sinful. It's not corrupt. It's not polluted. It's not defiled. It's a Holy Spirit. It's a righteous spirit. It's a clean spirit. It's a true spirit. Therefore, God searched Jesus, and he could not find no sin in him, because Jesus did not perform the works of his flesh according to the spirit of sin. Jesus performed the works of the Spirit. Therefore, Jesus was made perfect in the things of the Spirit. Therefore, he was pleasing unto God, because not by his flesh, but because he manifested the things of the Spirit. And we're talking today on this session. Got a few more minutes. We're talking today on this session about the kingdom of God in us. Now, I'm going to read. Let me go on. Let me go back. I want to cover a couple of things. I got a few minutes here. Look at verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So you understand that. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. You want life in peace? Spiritual minded. If you want life in peace, connect with the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit and you saved, it didn't stop at salvation, baby. Just because you got saved ain't the end of the process. You now need the Holy Spirit so that you can be connected to the kingdom of God. Not only that, for to be carnal minded is death. If you're going to try to do this just in your flesh, now that is very powerful scripture talking about the mind of the flesh. To be carnal minded, if you want everything to, if you're trying to do it all in your mind, trying to live life in your mind, in the power of your mind, if you've seen that, you can do it in the power of your mind. But to be spiritual minded is life in peace. If you want to know what true life is and you want true peace, you're going to have to get in the Spirit of God. Because carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God or the Word of God. See, the carnal mind don't want to be subjected to the Word of God. Your carnal mind does not want to obey God. Your carnal mind does not want to hear the Word of God. Your carnal mind does not want God telling it what to do. Your carnal mind wants to be free. It wants to do whatever it wants to do, how it wants to do it, with whom it wants to do it, and it don't care. It don't want to hear nothing from no God, from no Holy Spirit, from no Jesus. It just wants to do what it wants to do. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither it can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Do you understand that? They that are in the flesh who do not have the Holy Spirit of God, which connects them to the kingdom of God, cannot please God because they have nothing good in the flesh. God is not looking for your flesh works of adultery, fornication, whoremongering, what else? Covetousness, greed, pride, arrogance. God is not looking for that and clapping his hand and saying hallelujah because you proud, because you arrogant. I mean, you think God is standing up on his throne or just clapping hands? I mean, oh, he's just good at committing adultery. You think your adultery is making God proud? Fornication, sin, iniquities, and transgression? You think all these things is why the angels are standing up because of, boy, he is awesome as a sinner, ain't he? No, this is defiling. This is corrupt. This is polluted unto God. This turns God's face. These things cause God to turn his face away from us because these things are against God. These things are not the way of God. Now, when God see his spirit operating like he saw it in Jesus, when God see his spirit stands up big, when God saw himself standing up big in Jesus and he saw Jesus was submitted to him and following him, God was very pleased. That's why he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. God was pleased because Jesus brought the flesh under subjection to the spirit. And Jesus let the flesh, let's correct that. Jesus let the spirit have his way. And he followed the spirit, therefore he stayed clean. He stayed holy. He stayed undefiled, stayed uncontaminated. He stayed unpolluted. There were no demons in Jesus. Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to read a few more, then we're going to stop, and I'm probably going to have to do a part two of this. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed. Okay, I got a few more minutes. Neither indeed, I'm going to see how far I can go with this. If I don't get where I want to get, I'm going to have to come back and do a part two, but we're going to keep rolling, okay? Now listen, look at verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the word of God, neither indeed can be. Did you catch that? The carnal mind does not and will not. Let me say this again, because see, we got to get this right here. Now, we really got to get this. Your carnal mind and my carnal mind does not and will not, the carnal mind, submit unto God. If you waiting on it to do it on its own, it ain't going to do it. If you trying to serve God by your mind will never submit to God. Your mind will find millions and millions of reasons why not to submit to God. See, Jesus brought his flesh because he renewed his mind. He took on the mind of the spirit, and he brought the mind of the flesh under subjection. You get it? He took on the mind of the spirit. He relied on the spirit. Therefore, he brought his mind under subjection to the will of the spirit. Excuse me. Now, look at verse 8. So then they are in the flesh, so they that are in the flesh cannot please God. We learning now, why can't they please God? Because of their carnal mind. Did you get that? They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Why? Because of their carnal mind. Their carnal mind will not allow them to serve God, the word of God, obey the Spirit. They have to take on the Holy Spirit. They have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they have to obey him. They have to submit their mind and their way of seeing things unto the way that the Spirit leads and guides them and shows them. Jesus was being led by the Spirit. He didn't go his own way. He went the way of the Spirit. Did you understand that? Jesus went the way of the Spirit. He didn't go his own way. He went the way God wanted him to go. He did the things God wanted him to do. Now, look at verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. You see that? You are not in, if so be if the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, let's listen to that. The same Spirit that was in Christ. Amen. We're going to close in a second. The same Spirit that was in Christ has to be in those that are following him. Look at verse 9, and I'm going to stop right here, and I'm not going to go farther. And I'm going to come back and do a part 2, because Romans 8 is a long chapter. We're going to come back to Romans 8. It ain't a chapter, but Romans 8. We're going to come back to it. But so let's finish this session with verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so that the Spirit of God dwells in you. So we see in that verse that the Holy Spirit of God wants to dwell in you, so that it can give you power, authority, and dominion, a renewed way of thinking, a renewed way of doing things according. See, when the Spirit of God fills you, you take on the kingdom way. He's going to teach you about kingdom love, kingdom hope, kingdom faith. Everything the Holy Spirit is going to teach you is going to be about the kingdom. He's going to bring the kingdom way of doing things into your life. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He brings into your life the way of the kingdom, doing things according to the kingdom of God. Doing things according to the kingdom of God. And he wants to dwell in us. So it said, not if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. We're going to pick back up here the next time I come back around and do kingdom coaching section. We're going to pick right back up there where we left off at. Kingdom of God in me. The Holy Spirit of God in me dwelling and has brought the kingdom of God to me. This is Apostle Larry C. Barnes. Seeing the kingdom of God dwelling in me. There's more to it than just the Spirit of God in me. It's what he's bringing and what he has brought to me. There's more to it than just the kingdom of God in, you know what I'm saying? There's more to it than just the Holy Spirit. See, some of us got the Holy Spirit and ain't doing nothing with it. There's more to it. When you understand what all he brings, the kingdom of God is supposed to be manifesting in us. The Spirit of God is supposed to be ruling and have dominion and authority in us. Therefore, we have dominion and authority in life. Over no spirits. The spirits can't overtake us. They can't overthrow us because of the kingdom that's in us. Because the kingdom of God is in us, the dominions, the authorities, and the powers and the might, the rulers of darkness in high places, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. These things that seeks to overthrow us, they should not be able to do it, because the kingdom of God is in us. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. This is Apostle Larry C. Barnes, and thank you for joining me here in the studios of Apostle Larry Barnes Truth Ministry Broadcasting Network. As we did a session today, kingdom coaching Project Show session. We're going to pick this up next time I come back around to this Kingdom Coaching Project. We're going to pick this back up and do a part two. Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.